the difference between the first half and the second half of you guys on Monday night?
We should have played it to the second half first, that's for sure. But, you know, I was pleased with their guys, you know, that they came back the way they did, especially after starting out the second half with an interception. Anytime you get four turnovers and eight drives, usually good things don't happen.
So how different was the Eagles' look offensively? How difficult was it for the defense to pick it up?
I thought they did a good job. I thought Philly did. You know, it's things we practice against because, you know, we had a chance for an offseason to work on it. But some of the unbalanced line and a couple missed tackles and different things you work on. And, but we adjusted in the second half and played a lot better, but made too many mistakes in the first half to win the ballgame.
Mike, do you normally expect to see a big jump out of a quarterback from year one starting to year two?
Well, you're always hoping that you know your players improve, not just a quarterback, but every position. You know, they get a lot more repetition. They understand the terminology, understand defenses more. It's a wide receiver quarterback. You're hoping people keep on improving.
Do you see that development out of Robert, and how much did his injury slow that development?
Well, I mean, anytime you miss all OTAs, and you're getting mental reps instead of physical reps, you know, it surely doesn't help because you know how you get better is through repetition. And but you get the mental reps instead of the physical reps. But he had a good camp and got a lot of reps there, and he keeps on improving.
Now that you've seen him for a game, do you feel the need to pump the brakes on him as a runner, or do you want him to stay in the pocket more?
No, he's gonna make plays. He's gonna play like he always has, and I think you saw that during the game. He made a number of scrambles, and we fell behind though. Anytime you're behind 33-7, we had to play catch up ball, and I thought we did some good things. We had an opportunity to still win the football game.
Like some of the early misfires he had, when you went back and looked, was it a footwork thing? Was it pressure? Was there anything you kind of put your finger on that changed maybe in the second half?
No, not really. I mean, you know, there's mistakes made, and anytime you know you work as a group, if you're working together offensively, everybody's got to be in sync, or so you're going to look pretty average. You know, there's got to be one or two guys that are just a little bit out of line, and you look like you have a very average day, like we did.
With his ability to scramble, do you see pass rushers either slowing down or maybe even playing a little hesitant or scared because of, you know, the threat of him getting outside and making big plays that way?
Well, I think any time you have a quarterback that can scramble and make plays rushing, you know, a lot of times you'll spy a guy or have a guy watching a quarterback, if it's a linebacker or defensive lineman, just to try to keep him in the pocket, trying to keep away from making that big play.
Thinking back to your days in Denver, how much did it help John Elway when you guys got a really good running game?
Well, I think a great running game is a quarterback's best friend. A lot of quarterbacks can do it without a great running game, and usually those guys are very, very talented. They've been in the league for a while. But if you do have a running game and a good passing game, you know, it's hard to stop.
Mike McCarthy said during camp that maybe teams spend too much time worrying about acquiring players that fit their system, that coaches need to think about adjusting. Did you adjust dramatically to allow for RG3's terrific talents?
Well, I think that's what you do as a coach, is you've got to, you know, adjust your personnel to scheme. You know, you're not always going to adjust players to your personnel because you might not have the right fit. So I think that's a good offensive coordinator, a good defensive coordinator that adjusts to his personnel.
Mike, do you think there's a, for your vast history, you won championships running normal offenses, you see so much no huddle now. Do you think that's kind of a fad, or do you think that there's something to it that, you know, teams are getting something out of it?
Well, I think the teams that, you know, you're talking about are the teams that would be successful running any type of offense. So you are able to get more plays and you're able to move the football, it's a big plus. If you're in a high-tempo offense and all of a sudden you're not getting first downs, it could put you in a heck of a hole very quickly.
Well, in that game Monday, you were way behind in plays in the first half, and then you caught up. I think it was fairly even, wasn't it? By the end of the game?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm referring to. If you're getting first downs, it's okay, it's great. But if you're not, the team can catch up pretty quickly. I think we had 22 first downs in the second half. I believe they had 21 in the first half, so it was just kind of like the opposite, you know. And we turned the ball over in the first drive, so. You know, if you are in a high tempo offense and you're successful, you know, it's great. But once you're having high tempo and it's three and out, usually it can be a long day as well.
How good are your outside linebackers?
How good are they?
Yeah.
Well, I'd say they're pretty good. is this a setup question? Are you
No, I guess I'm just asking you to talk about their talents and how they...
No, I was going to compare them to your guys. You guys got some great outside linebackers, and I feel like we do too. And if you're on the 3-4 scheme, you better have some outside linebackers. If not, you're in for a long day.
And how is London Fletcher Cup doing, what he's doing at his age and experience?
He's doing great. You know, he's a coach on the field, and you know, he's done a great job since I've been here, and it is amazing a guy who's 38 years old that can play at the level he does.
Mike, how much of a disadvantage is it coming off a Monday night game, a short week?
Oh, I always think that, you know, everybody's laid a certain hand, you know, at the beginning of the year. You know, you deal with these situations if it's a 4-day, you know, if it's a Thursday night game, and or if it's a, you know, Sunday to Monday. And everybody goes through this during the season. So, you know, you got a plan when you get, you know, when you have a day less of preparation. And we've had a chance to look at Green Bay, as I'm sure they've looked at us in the off season. So, you know, it's just situations you deal with as a head coach in an organization. And, you know, you try to stay as positive as you can, and you're hoping that you don't have a lot of injuries.
Mike, what'd you think of Jordy Nelson's performance the other day?
That was great. He's some player. You know, to come back, you know, from knee surgery and play at that level tells a lot about him as a person, and seems like that's the way Green Bay's been playing for a long time. A lot of unselfish people preparing themselves and playing it, you know, very, very hard.
When you looked at the film, what was San Francisco able to take advantage of in Green Bay's secondary?
Oh, you know, it's, you know, San Francisco's got a lot of talent, a lot of team speed, and, you know, all you have to do is, you know, be out of one gap, and your quarterback can make some plays scrambling. They did a great job taking away the running game. And, you know, they've got some skill at certain positions, and they made some plays. I think Bolden was a big addition to their football team, and, you know, both teams played well. Green Bay obviously could have won the game very easily.
Mike, can you talk at all about how rare it is for an organization to have two MVP caliber quarterbacks that have played the position and none others in, 20-odd years now here?
Yeah, I had a chance to be around Aaron a little bit when we were in Tahoe, and I just admired himself, how he handled himself when Brett was a quarterback, and just watching him, just being up close to him when he was in Tahoe, how he handles people in general and the class that he handles himself with. So to, you know, have those type of players and play at the level that they've played at is a dream come true for any organization.
In your years on the sidelines coaching a team, how much more chaotic is it actually during the game? Because, you know, Lambeau Field's got bigger speakers now, like all these places. Is it tougher to run a game each year?
You know, I think you get so used to it because, you know, you go on the road and you can't hear anything, so you deal with the crowd noise and you have speakers. You practice with it during your OTA days and, you know, your summer camp. So you kind of get used to really not being able to hear a snap count or an audible, and you almost, you know, sometimes you'll signal it with fingers, and but you kind of get used to it, to be honest with you.
Anything else, guys?
What is the key to stopping or maybe neutralizing Rodgers in your mind?
I don't know if you do that. You know, you just try to limit him as much as you can, and you got to keep him a little bit off balance, because if he knows what you're doing, you know, he's very, very sharp, and obviously he's got the quick release and the ability to make plays running as well. So you got to be very sound, and you got to play extremely hard.